Now, how's it? Okay. We're on chapter 63, which is called Catholic Action. And basically, that's just the Catholic Action is what you do as a member of the church. As a member of an organization, everybody has their part to do. And the church is an organization, and you're a member, so you have your part to do. And that's what Catholic Action is about, doing your part. You see quite a complicated schema on the top of page 126, Organization of the Catholic Action. And that's only one example of the organization. I'm not going to sort of embellish on it, and you know, I'll just read the caption underneath it. It says, the diagram above outlines a complete plan of Catholic Action Organization in accordance with the directions of Pope Pius XI. The Holy Father did not intend organization to be accomplished in exactly this manner. His instructions were only directive. In other words, you can adjust it and adapt it if you want. Right? In general, Catholic Action in our country is thus organized. In every parish, the pastor is the center and director of all Catholic activities. However, it is evident that the hierarchy, by means of the National Catholic Welfare Conference, aims to coordinate the activities of the different religious organizations into a united Catholic Action. Okay. So, first question, what is Catholic Action? Catholic Action is the participation of the organized Catholic laity in the apostolate of the hierarchy for the purpose of winning or of bringing back souls to Christ. So, in other words, conversions and then bringing sinners back to the sacraments again. Right? So, conversions from other religions. How often you hear it, somebody says, when you talk to them about religion, they'll say, oh, I got my own religion. Well, you can ask them, well, do you have your own God, too? So if they have their own religion, they may have their own God. You never know. They might have their own system of mathematics. You never know that either. So. The National Catholic Welfare Conference does not change one fundamental fact, that in each diocese, all organizations and activities are dependent and responsible to the bishop. So in other words, the bishop of the diocese directs all Catholic Action in his diocese. He's able to, he's the one who can, who is the one to promote Catholic Action in various ways, and also to veto certain things that people want to do if he deems that it's not for the good of the entire diocese. Right? So the bishop is the one who finally has the last say about Catholic Action. However, the conference, which is a lay organization, actually is dependent on the bishop then. So Catholic Action is the service and apostolate of the laity commandeered by the episcopate. So it's kind of like you're driving along your car, you know, and a cop stops you and he says, get out, and takes your car and drives it away somewhere, right? You know, he's commandeering your vehicle, right? So, however, in this case, you don't have to get out, you go with him, and you do a mission together. It's not like he's taking it away from you, so it's not yours anymore, but you're putting your work together and doing something in common to help the church to do its job, which is, of course, they already said to convert people to the faith and also to bring back sinners to the sacraments. Right? Catholic Action is the service and the apostolate of the laity. Right? It must be dependent on perfectly obedient to the hierarchy. There can be no Catholic Action without an episcopal commission. Since it is a participation, it must depend on the whole, that is, on the hierarchy of the Pope. Bishops, priests, to whom Jesus Christ gave the mission to save souls for him. Catholic Action seeks to establish the reign of Christ, to restore all things in Christ, to spread Catholic principles in every field of life, in other words, to Christianize the world. So let's turn the world into a Christian world. That's the whole objective. That's what Jesus came to do, and he sent the church to continue that work. Catholic Action is religion in action, the result of a living faith. Not to be confused with the living faith of the modernists. Modernists call their faith a living faith. But what they mean is that it transmogrifies and changes itself and is a different faith every minute, right? So That's not exactly what they mean here by living faith. They mean a faith which is put into action in our life. Right? In other words, we do the things which the faith teaches in our works in the world, our decisions and our actions in the world, are coming from our faith and serving the faith. Catholic action is religion in action, resulting in a living faith, and implies, therefore, personal sanctification, although not directly aimed at it. From this personal sanctification arise works for the salvation of our neighbor, works that make lay apostles of members of Catholic action. So they're sort of a, what do you call a lay apostle, which is someone who's sent out. Apostle is a Greek word which means to be sent away on a mission, to do something for the one who sent you, right? And so when you send away your, you know, son to the grocery store, tell him get a dozen eggs, 1 gallon of milk, 2 loaves of bread, some butter, and some baking powder, you know, for tomorrow morning's pancakes, you know, right? Now, that's a mission. That little child is now an apostle, right? They have a mission to do, and they go to accomplish it. Now, the same thing with Catholic Action. The members of Catholic Action are sent away on a mission to do something on behalf of the one who sent them. And, of course, that's Jesus Christ, ultimately, who sent them through the local bishop and the local priest. Now, that's normally the way it is set up in a diocesan situation. In our situation today, when we have the diocesan priests and bishops against much of what Catholic tradition, we have, you know, instead of that, we have our district superior and our general superior, and then local superiors like Father Pfeiffer, who's the pastor, right? And so therefore, you have a little bit different setting, but exactly the same thing in all the other ways. And that to accomplish the conversion of souls to the Catholic religion and the bringing back of sinners to penance, that's the work of Catholic Action. Right? There was an interesting example in a little town called, I think it's, what was it called? Let me think. It's right next to Gap, G-A-P. In English you would say Gap, but they would say Gop or something like that, or in France. And it's close to La Salette in France, and it's in the mountain area. And this, the Virgin appeared there to a girl named Benoit. And she was a little illiterate girl, and she was a shepherdess, and no one was giving her an education in reading, writing, and arithmetic. And so Mary appeared to her and taught her her catechism herself. And this girl, her mission was to hang around the church there, and when she spotted somebody that she was inspired to go to approach them and talk to them, it was somebody who was having difficulty getting themselves into the old box and make their confession, right? And her work was basically to give them courage and help them by her words and encouragement to go and make their confession, return to the sacraments, which is an act of Catholic action. Now, she was, of course, commandeered by the Blessed Virgin directly, which is an unusual circumstance. But that's the way it went. And she stayed there and did that for many years, little Benoit. And there's an inside the church, the original church which was there when this happened, there's an altar. And of course it's the old-fashioned altar because that's the way things were for centuries in the church. And the Blessed Mother, when she appeared to teach her catechism, she stood on the altar. She was standing up on the altar, right? And taught little Benoit, who was down at the foot of the altar. And that altar, I had the privilege of saying the Mass there one time. So it was a beautiful occasion for me and for everybody that got to see it, that altar there. And it's close to Gap. I can't think of the name of the place. Lady of... I forget the name of the place itself, but it's in southeast central France, close to La Salette. So that's a kind of a work of Catholic Action, to bring someone back to the sacrament of penance. You know? One of the way that I do that is I get in the confessional box real early in the morning. And then if anybody's there, I pray, God, you know, they need to come in the confession box. Give them a kick right between the hip pockets and send them right in. and we'll take care of them right here. And then you pray for others when you see somebody who's, especially you see somebody who's fighting against the Catholic religion, like St. Paul did before he converted. And you pray to them, and those people, when they finally convert, you know, they become some of the strongest Catholics that there are, because they know what it's like to be on the other side, and very much on the other side. And so their hearts are very much convinced. When they do convert, they're very convinced. And they're because they made an intelligent decision to change, and they have reasons to change, and those reasons don't change. Right? Those reasons stay, so they're very strong Catholics then. Catholic action requires that Catholics should possess solid piety, a sound knowledge of the Catholic faith, and unquestioning obedience to the Pope and the hierarchy. Now, today, of course, we still have unquestioning obedience to the Pope and the hierarchy, but we don't obey those things which are not Catholic, and they're from the Pope and the hierarchy, right? That's the only difference between us and Novus Ordo Catholics. If it's not something that's Catholic, so when the Pope kisses the Quran or gets the mark of the Hindus on his forehead or says that it's okay to remain a Buddhist or whatever, then we don't go with those things. But everything that he does that's truly his authority, that we have perfect obedience to it. The love of God that fills the heart of the faithful Catholic will impel him to join in the work of converting the world to Christ. It will urge him to contribute his help in all ways he can in the lay state. So let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So that's what a good example is, the biggest part of Catholic action. Good example and encouragement are the most successful tools. Good example and encouragement to those who are need to be go to confession or need to come back and church convert to the Catholic religion. That's why when somebody is arguing religion with you, especially if it's a Christian already, a non-Catholic, so-called Christian, you want to encourage all that's good there. You see something good in them and you want to encourage it. And then when you see what's wrong, you want to show them the light, turn on the lights, so they can see why it's wrong. And when they have reasons, then they can make good decisions. When they have all the lights turned on, they can see what's there. Then, so giving them the right ideas and encouragement, that's a good example is half the battle. Because a lot of times people are too proud to listen to someone else's opinion about religion. Even if it happens to be God's opinion, right? So you don't necessarily attack in that part. You wait until they see it themselves. You know, this is the Socratic method of teaching. You bring it out of them. Get them to say it, right? You know? Let them go through a reasoning process, and you kind of guide them into it, and then let them come up with the answer, right? And a lot of times, when they told you, they're convinced already. Even though it's something, instead of just pointing out the fact to them, point out, this is what you need to believe, right? They're not going to buy it. Why? Because they didn't come up with them themselves. That comes from you, right? They don't like what comes from you because it's from you. But if you bring it out of them by asking certain questions which sort of lead them on to answering the way that you were going to tell them anyway, then they're the ones who say it, and they're convinced. So very few people will just listen to what you say and take it as though it's right, unless they're very humble people already. Which just happens, but it's rare. Okay. Catholic action, therefore, makes of the layman a soldier of Christ, which is fulfilling the duties of our confirmation, right? A co-missionary of the priesthood. At present, the activities are channeled through the National Council of Men and the National Council of Women and the National Council of Catholic Youth. National Catholic Youth Council. These councils are really federations made up of existing lay religious organizations affiliated to make one whole. In the old days, when Christianity was new in a pagan world, the laity labored with the apostles in making Christ known and loved. Today, the need for the laity's help is as urgent as at the beginning. Much that was truly Christian has succumbed to modern atheism. The kingdom of Christ is now divided. There are not enough priests. And even if there were many places, such as mines, offices, and factories, would not be easy for a priest to enter in to win souls to Christ. If there were enough priests, there are places where the priests don't go, and you guys do, right? So, hopefully there's places where you wouldn't go. But on the other hand, there are places where it's more accessible to the laity. Okay, so, just take, for example, that when Paul wrote to them, Thessalonians, he wrote to them and spoke of their faith and how they had already spread the faith so that when Paul came there to teach them the faith, he didn't have to teach them the catechism because the laity had already done it before he got there. And he said, they speak of your faith over here and over there and everywhere because you spread it around yourselves. Instead of just letting the priests do it all themselves, you help them. And so that when he comes, he says, you don't have to say anything. They'll come and tell us. You know, the priest arrives and the faithful say, are you a priest of the Jesus Christ? And they say, yeah. And he says, do you also teach that there are three persons in one God and so on? And then so the priest says, yeah, how did you know? And they tell him, well, you know, these guys from down here in Macedonia, and I mean from Thessalonica, and they told us all about it. They said everything. Oh, we taught them. And so Paul was very proud of them, and he wrote the praises of those who spread the faith before he ever got there. And then, that's an example of what they were saying, that the laity have helped the apostles, even in the early part of the church, to spread the faith. So, next question. What activities are embraced in the work of Catholic Action? Answer. Catholic Action embraces its work, every form of the apostolate. Catholic Action takes into account different aspects of the life of man, the most important of which are at the home, school, social business, and civil life. Catholic Action gives people a complete shaping, not only religious and moral, but social and specialized according to their condition in the life. It helps them solve problems of life in a Christian way. One of the things Catholic Action does is to counsel those that are considering abortion. That's one of the little Catholic Action things. So they say, well, wait a minute, you know, you don't want to kill your baby, you know, that's stupid. You know, let's have the baby. If you really don't want to keep the baby, put it up for adoption because there is somebody that wants it. Right? There's couples out there that can't have babies. They're trying and it doesn't work and pipes are broken or whatever. So they want a baby and they'll take yours if they can't have one of their own. Right? And they'll take care of the baby and it won't be killed. It'll be brought to life, it'll be nourished and brought up and become a strong member of the society. Okay. Catholic Action is concerned with the home because the home makes or unmakes the individual and the nation. This is the family. Family life is that important. You know? If you build a brick house with crumbling bricks, you're going to have a crumbling building. Right? Same thing with families and the nation. Right? If they're strong families, everything is running properly, everybody's keeping the commandments, everybody's doing their duties, then what we have is a very strong nation because the families are strong. Catholic Action is exercised there when the members do all they can to help the family united and happy, one in the service of God. So they work together, pray together, you know, and eat together, and all those things which should be done by the family as a unit. Efforts should be made to make a home a joyful place to stay in so that the members may find their home the most interesting place to go. Well, people should love to be at home. The reason why the father should rule the house smart, you know, make sure that everything is in order. Everybody has their own places, their own bedroom, everybody has time to eat, and the father makes sure they show up. Time to pray the rosary. He makes sure he leads the rosary and everybody's there. And so on. And the wife makes the house clean and neat and good looking, you know, according to the means available to decorate the house properly and make it a happy place to be so that family members are glad to be at home. That's where, along the course, the home is a little reflection of the family of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And they live in heaven. So if we want to have some kind of an expectation, some kind of an idea of what heaven should be like, then we should have a perfect home. So we want to strive to make our homes as good as possible so that we'll also think of getting to a good home in heaven. Right. Every home should be consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Only good books and newspapers must be admitted into the Catholic home. Right. Catholic Action is another interesting point about that. The television in the Catholic home. What's the place of the television in the Catholic home? It should not be a prominent feature. It can, if it has to be in the main room, so on, because people, if you're going to be watching this there, well, it should be like behind the cabinet doors, you know, with a lock on the doors. And it should be an occasional thing and not a regular event, right? Because that's addictive. And besides that, it takes so much time away from the interpersonal relationships which should exist in the family. And what kind of interpersonal relationships do you have when the TV's on? Get out of the way, I can't see. Or, oh, come on, I wanted to watch that. You want to watch this. So what we need is a little bit of TV once in a long while, and only that which you know is okay. An occasional thing, not a habitual event in the house, right? And that's why it should be locked up. You know, it's just too easy to stumble in the door, plop down with some food and drinks on a nice sofa and remote control and just let it do its thing to you all night. Well, that's not good. It does not make for a good Catholic atmosphere in the home. Catholic Action is concerned with the school, which especially in these days influences the minds and hearts of the young so deeply. Many modern parents think they have done their duty when they send their children to school, and so the school must be particularly active in Catholic Action to form those within its walls. Of course, the parents should not just shrug all their duties off on the school, and nevertheless, often they do, but the school is, whether or not they do, the school has to be a place of Catholic Action. The pupils must not only learn their religion well, but must also put its principles into practice. They must live so that a Christian life will become second nature to them. And when they leave the school, they will continue such a Christian life in the adult world. Even during school days, the pupils should practice the true Catholic Action in their homes with their companions and in their school activities, etc. Catholic Action is concerned with the social life of the nation. It is social action, for it strives towards the greatest good of society. It achieves Christian order for society and by developing integrity of morals, purity of domestic life, and practice of charity. Catholic Action leads to the peace and prosperity of society as a means towards the attainment of its final purpose of establishing the kingdom of Christ. How great can be the effect of its in the social life of the good example of the Catholic young men and young women living according to the principles of their religion? They can prove the truth that it is not necessary to sin in order to have fun. That's an old thing, you know. If you're not doing something wrong, how can you have any fun, right? Well, of course you can have fun without being bad, right? And the Catholic Action proves it, because you go out and have a good time, meanwhile keeping the commandments and observing the obedience to all superiors of lawful origin, right? So they can give effective example of their by their dress, speech, general behavior. How great the evil then of their example when Catholic young men and young women from the best schools act against the principles they have learned, and in social life show themselves immodest, hard-hearted, and cheap in their behavior. In business, the proprietor must be just to all under him, paying a living wage, and be absolutely honest in his dealings with customers and others. So that's the social life. Now, finally, in the civil life. Catholic Action is concerned with the civil life. However, it is above and beyond partisan politics. It does not engage in political squabbles. Catholic Action is for a supernatural end, but it cannot be divorced from civil society, since it is concerned with the souls who are members of the civil society. It permits that what the Church permits. Each member may belong to whatever lawful political party he may choose, provided he acts according to Christian principles. The voter must vote only for honest and capable officials. In case where you don't have any honest and capable officials, well, you do your best then, right? take the least of the dishonest or incapable, right? The official, in turn, must think only of the spiritual and material good of the body he is serving and forget selfish ends, okay? There is a variety in the works of Catholic Action and in the means it uses to effect its ends. This variety is according to the necessities of the time and place. One place may demand the teaching of catechism, another the support of parochial schools, another defense of the Church's rights against the unjust and unlawful impositions of civil officials, another vigilance over the press or moving pictures, another the education of the working classes. In many places, all or most of these necessities, with others, ought to be met. This is why an organization of well-trained laity is imperative. Okay? So that's the end of the chapter of the in the book. You're doing some Catholic Action here. Sometimes just bingo, you know. That's Catholic Action, because you're going there to support the building of the whole place that needs to be built. You've built this already. You've finished the basement recently with bingo. And you're going to build a rectory and a real school as opposed to our temporary school here in the basement, right? You're going to do all those things with whatever, bingo. And that's just the material side. The spiritual side, you're also doing things like sponsoring the boys to go off to the seminary and look at the taking of the cassock and tonsure. And you sponsor also the vocations retreat, which comes through Denver each year. And the young men who are considering the seminary are much encouraged by the fact that you are helping them to get along the way up there and have a look at ordinations in the spring. And so they also, the Catholic Action with the school, everything that's done with the school, whether you're just putting something in the school collection, whether you're speaking well about the school is a huge help. Those that badmouth the school, well, they're not helping, in fact. So that's what's called satanic action, as opposed to Catholic Action, right? All right, so beware of that. And to encourage all the good things, to just the little things, every little thing that's done for the church is Catholic Action. And those things are precious, and they have their effect, the bringing back of souls to the sacraments and also the conversion of others. God is watching, and he takes little things and makes big things out of them. Good big things, you know. So mostly, it's a question of putting our hearts in the right place and working together as a unit. As when we're all united, the enemy has to flee. When we all fight in each other, the enemy is laughing and he's coming. He's overcoming. So that's the Catholic Action. And of course now, as you know, in the Society of St. Pius X, we, first of all, the first wave, the first generation of adherents to the Society of St. Pius X are all the rebels, right? All the ones who are bitter and disgusted with the Novus Ordo, and so they jump over because they're looking for an alternative, right? That's the first generation of adherents, you know. And not all of them, but in general, yes. And that's nothing wrong with that insofar as we try to make them holy, besides being, you know, and so their rebellion will be tempered and they'll also think of really saving their souls and not to be hateful to others, even if they're wrong in this or that way. So we try to convert them. And then, of course, there's those who eventually just see the light and they say, okay, well, the new Mass is contrary to Catholic Action. It's bringing us to think that Protestants are okay, that it's all right, that we should all pray with the same prayers, and they shouldn't be the old Catholic prayers that we used to use, but we should have some new watered-down version of liturgy and so on. And so these people learn, and then they come over for intelligent reasons, without the bitterness, without the rebellion, and they slide in, and they come in, they're very good people. And we've had a few generations of that since the early 70s, and of course, always we attract rebels, you know. But you know, those were in the early days, and some now, but not too many. But of course, a lot of good people are just saying, "Okay, now I see the light, and here I am." And they join forces with traditional Catholics, right? Are there any questions on Catholic Action from you? Thoroughly understood it, or thoroughly confused, or what? Nobody.
Other examples of
day-to-day things. Besides bingo and all the other things you have to do here for the church. Just like, for example, in the workshop, to encourage people by a good example of, like, for example, just blessing your lunch. If you work in lunch, you don't have to make a big show of it and be, you know, oh, look at me, I'm blessing my food. You should, you know. But on the other hand, there is a certain going on the offensive that helps. And that is to make a little, you know, sign of the cross or whatever, or bless yourself. And then somebody asks you, what are you doing? Saying, well, you know, I'm asking God's blessing on myself and on my food. No, it's a good thing, and you should do it too. So let me give you here's the prayer, and you can read it, you know, when you bless your food, you know, if you want. And then you get somebody to start saying their meal blessings. That's a big improvement for them, you know. And if they don't want to, say, okay, well, if you ever change your mind, I'll you know, I'm willing to show you how to do it. Okay. Or if you know somebody else that wants to bless their food, let me know. Right. Let's see. That's just a simple thing. You know, a little thing like when you pass a church to sign yourself when you pass a Catholic church, and people see that, they go, oh, yeah, I should do that too. And then, let's see. Just keeping your mouth clean, you know. I don't mean with a toothbrush. That helps, but, you know, the other one, saying, you know, speaking good, using good language, and when somebody uses bad language to, not necessarily to condemn them and say you're a bad boy and all that, but to show that you don't approve, one way or the other, even just by a look, or by not doing it yourself. And then the person kind of starts, gets the idea that maybe they should clean up their mouth. Just all kinds of good examples that you can give. You don't want to be a holier than thou, your sister better than you, you know, or whatever. So, but you want to be encouraging, and a good example and encouragement together, no matter what form it takes, as long as it's not like, you know, some kind of a proud action or some, you know, do that, then you're doing Catholic action and day-to-day examples. Now, there's some other things. Just to be obedient to the traffic laws, you know. You come to a stop sign. Stop! Right? You know, the light's turning yellow. Does that mean push harder on the gas or what? Well, you know, no. But if there's not time to stop, you go through. And if there is, you stop. You don't, right? And so on. Just little things like that. Little things that mean a lot. It shows where your heart is, right? And we change our hearts every day. We're supposed to convert our hearts at night, at Compline. We sign ourselves on the chest with a sign of the cross. Convert us, O Lord, our Savior. We need converting every day and every night, you know. And so doing little things, you know, to put our hearts in the right place, that's Catholic action. In fact, just the principle always applies. If we want to help others, first, we have to help ourselves. The best help you can give for your neighbor is to become a saint yourself. There was a time when the devil said about St. John Vianney, who was living a saintly life. He was a priest too, but nevertheless, anyone can live a saintly life. And the devil said, if there were two others like him in France, my kingdom in France would be destroyed. So three holy priests would cover France and get the devil booted out completely. Well, maybe it'd take more laity, but not necessarily many more, you know. There were three saints in St. Isidore's. Maybe there would be no more of this nonsense that we've had at times, you know. So, holiness is what we can do to help others. Make ourselves holy, and then let God take that holiness and use it as he will against the devil's kingdom. So, there we are. Any more questions? Yes. Yeah, okay, so this is what she said. She's speaking about going shopping, and then you get home and realize they didn't charge you for one of your items. You know? Usually it works very well with electronic readers at the other. Beep, 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 you know. Works really, but sometimes if something slips through, and And you bring it back and say, well, you know, I came here shopping and here's my receipt. I got this and he didn't charge me. And then you can, you know, just being honest. And it's like Honest Abe, Abraham Lincoln, you know, came back with a penny. And he said, walked I don't know how many miles back with a one penny. He says, you gave me too much change and gave back the money. Well, you know, that's impressive because people will say, well, this is great honesty, you know, why? And they went out of the way. But, of course, you don't have to go back on the same day and do it, you know, if it's going to be real inconvenient. But going back, when you do go back and say, it was this date, and this was the extra, you didn't charge me for that, so you can add it on now. And sometimes they'll just say, ah, forget it. And sometimes they'll say, oh, wow, you know. But either way, they're impressed, and they see a good person, someone who's honest, and your honesty. You know, so this is another example of giving a good example, right? Just by helping him out when he asks. Okay, so the question is, the Catholic action is a chance, an opportunity to be an extension of the priest and a helper to the priest and to work with him and keep his work. Well, she said, how can we do it? Well, the answer is, when Father asks for volunteers, volunteer! And help him. And also, do the, you know, something, for example, just somebody, you show up at Mass Sunday and there's ice on the steps, right? Go get the salt and spread some out, you know, if you can do that. Just helping, whatever, just doing something to help. All of that counts for Catholic action. And God watches it, and he says, uh-huh, I like that. Okay, is that all? We have to go get going, so say a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. St. John Vianney, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis. Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos, manet semper. Okay.